What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you all the hottest action with another Banger Sports Ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. We had a 5-game slate on this Friday night. It's a light night. I know you guys just had me yesterday for the crazy 12-game slate. It was a long show. So this one will be a lot quicker and we'll get you out of here a lot faster. No need to waste any time. Let's get straight to the action. First game of the day. The Boston Celtics are kind of rolling, man. I did not expect that this season, but I mean, I guess the Boston Celtics are just good. Anyways, they get the dub 129-116 over the Miami Heat. We'll go ahead and check on the Miami Heat first. No Tyler Hero on this one, but I believe everybody else was here. Oh no, Andrew Wiggins also did not play this game. So that's good to note while we take a look at this box score. So with that being said, Jaime Jaquez did get the start. And he did what Jaime Jaquez does, just didn't shoot well. 14 points, 8 rebounds, 4 dimes, a triple, 5 of 15 for the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Of course, we know when these guys are out, he's going to get a lot of usage. The biggest thing is they're probably not going to be out long, so don't expect this to kind of roll for a long period of time, or like don't go run and grab him from the waiver wire. Keep looking at the rest of his team. Bam Adebayo, he had somewhat of a better outing. 16 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. 6 of 13 from the field. He's not shooting three-pointers. He shot 1. And 4 of 6 from the free throw line. His percentages are still kind of rough. He's just kind of floating. He's just Bam. You know, he's durable. But he's not always going to put up the best value. We did see Calaware in the starting lineup again. And, of course, he had another banger game. I mean, it's just crazy. 24 points, 14 boards, 2 assists, 1 block, 6 triples. You got 6 triples out of Calaware? Bro, 8 of 12 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. That's crazy. We know he has all the talent in the world, but we know when these guys come back, Andrew Wiggins, Tyler Hero, he's going to the bench. That's just what it is. That is the Eric Spoelstra way, so we must abide by the Eric Spoelstra way. Norman Powell, he's still good, although he didn't shoot his best in this game. If you can still sell, hey, I'm going to preach it every time these guys play. I would do so. 18, 4-3 with a steal from Norman Powell. He gave you a triple to go along with it. He just shot 7 to 21 from the field. Thanks, buddy. Oh, and he shot 3-5 from the free throw line. Double thanks, buddy. You just cooked me on a nice Friday night. Kasperis Jakachonis, the rookie, moving to the starting lineup. That's interesting. Davion Mitchell did not play as well. I do apologize. Wow, man, this is pretty good. I have high hopes for him, and I think he's going to be really good. If you have him in Dynasty, just be a little patient. Things will break his way eventually. He had 17.6 rebounds, 4 dimes, 5 triples. He just kind of shot bad. All the shots he made were triples. He shot 5 of 13 from the field, 38%, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. That's pretty impressive, and to be honest, he was a plus 3. Wow. He's going to be really good. You just got to give him his time, and when his chance comes, you absolutely be ready for some great production. Simone Fontecchio had 12 points. He shot pretty well. He had 4 triples to go along with it. Actually, I apologize. He did not shoot well. He shot 4 of 13 from the field, but he did add 4 assists to go along with it. Of course, he's a 3-point streamer. That's what you get. You take it. Cool. I hope you could take the hit of the field goals that he shot. Drew Smith is a good steals guy. He had 7 points, 4 assists, and 3 steals. But these guys are also more so deeper league plays. We'll go ahead and check on the Celtics. Of course, Jaylen Brown is just rolling. This is like Jaylen Brown unlocked. Peak Jaylen Brown. There's no Jason Tatum, so he's just doing whatever he can. 39-7 with a steal and 2 triples. 50% from the field. He shot 9 of 18, and he had a good free throw night, 10 of 11 from the free throw line. That's a banger game. That's a really banger game. Honestly, he might be a bit of a sell high. Not going to lie to you, because he's been putting up some crazy production over the last month. But I think regression is going to hit just a little bit, just to be fair with you. So, of course, if you can get someone better, if you can get like a legit top 20 player, I would trade for one. Absolutely would. Also, talking about guys that are hooping, man, look at Derek White, dude. This is his first back-to-back 30-point games in his career ever. So you just happen to have a short week, and if your opponent has him, you're getting cooked, man. I'm sorry. This variance, man, it happens. It happens at some point to all of us. 33, 5, and 6 with 4 blocks and 9 triples, man. That's just an absurd line. This is crazy. Like, all, like, crazy stats. You got the triples. You got the blocks. Great shooting. 55% from the field. 2-2 from the free throw line. I mean, what can you do? And he only had a turnover. Just got to chalk it up to the game, man. That's just a great game. He started to come back around. I believe he's been playing like a top 20 player over the last couple weeks. And he should be moving into the top 25 pretty soon. It was going to happen eventually. This is more for him to do. His shot was just awry. Speaking of people's shots awry, Peyton Pritchard, man, oof. 9 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals, and 2 triples. He just shot 25%. And he missed one of his free throws, 3 or 4. This wasn't his day. But he should be better. He's a bit of a buy low right now, if you can cash in on that. That regression is going to hit, and then he's going to be the one broken. So just be a little patient here. Nemanja Skeda had 10, 3, and 3 with a steal in the block, 4 of 6 shooting, 2 of 3 from the field. He's still kind of one of those more consistent back-end centers, so just keep rostering him. Jordan Walsh only played 21 minutes in this contest. He's starting to get Joe Mazzulla'd. It's made that up, but really, like, Joe Mazzulla's going to be switching these guys in and out at the power forward position. You can just, I mean, I think he's probably the one that's a little bit more consistent, so, but one day he's going to throw a dart at the wall. And we may see Josh Minot starting again. We can see Luka Garza there. Who knows? He had 6-7 and an assist with 2 blocks and 2 of 6 from the field. He just shot bad. That's actually his first bad shooting game. I feel like in forever. And 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Anthony Simons, although I still think he should be a deeper league guy, shot pretty good in this one. 14 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 triples, 6-10 from the field. Cool. I'll take it. You also had a pretty good shooting game from Sam Hauser, 3-point streamer, of course. 15 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. 5 triples, 5-6 from the field. He was super hot. It helped. These guys were cooking. They cooked these guys. And also, Hugo Gonzalez had 10 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block with 1 triple. That's a pretty good game for the rookie. 4-7 from the field, and he just missed one of his free throws. That sucks. But I want to see what his role looks like long-term, too. I'm excited to see what he looks like. Hugo Gonzalez is still best for deeper leagues, though. That's a good game from the Celtics. They are rolling. I believe they're still top 3 in the East. Who would have thought, man? I did. I thought they were going to take it easy this year. Next game. This is a fun one. This is on Prime Video. The 76ers actually beat the New York Knicks. The big thing here was, like, the New York Knicks had 3 games or 4 nights, and they came off the, you know, the NBA Cup game. So they looked a little rough. I'm not going to lie. Although 2 of the guys rested, it just wasn't enough. We'll go ahead and check on the Knicks first and see what happened over here. OG Anunoby Brother, you probably should have sat. He had 2 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist on the block. 1-9 shooting. You know, he just shot 11%. Just for you, that was an early Christmas present. So, sucks, man. Just a bad game. Just chalk it up to the game, and hopefully he will be getting the next one. The good thing is that he played it back-to-back after his most recent injury when I thought he might have sat. So, you Google at it with a little bit of a positive light. Josh Hart, he also shot pretty bad, but at least he gave me some peripherals. 5 points, 10 rebounds, 6 dimes, 1 steal, 1 triple, 2-7 from the field. Just rough shooting. Cat got back, and he was doing what Cat pretty much does. You'd love to get a defensive stat here and maybe a little bit better free throw, but I'm kind of nitpicking. 22-11 with an assist with 1 triple, 7-15 from the field. He shot 46.7% to be exact, and 7-9 from the free throw line. Cat's still just kind of like floating in that like second round range. It's just like a little bit of tweak to defensive stats and a little bit of tweak to efficiency, and he'll move back into the first round. That's all it is. These numbers at that level, it's little tweaks in terms of the stat set. So if you like, oh man, I spent a bad pick on Cat, don't worry. He's like right there. It's just the fact that he's just a little slightly off, and he's still giving you absolutely star value this year. Mikal Bridges had a better shooting night in this one. 21.7 rebounds, 5 assists, no defensive stats. Whoa. That's like a first. 3 triples to go along with it, 9 of 16 from the field. No free throws from him, but that's a pretty good game. I mean, a guy's not allowed to get defensive stats one of these days, right? Jalen Brunson had 22, 6, and 9. I like the PRA game from that. 1 triple. Sure, okay. He just decided to shoot 7 of 22 from the field. And this gave you another early Christmas present by cooking your field goal percent. And he shot 7 of 8 from the free throw line. So at least he made up for it there. This is Jalen Brunson. He's doing what he does. He's just good at scoring, good assists. He's beginning to rebound recently. But the defensive stats are going to be kind of rough. So, I mean, what else could you do? Mitch Robinson had like his legacy game, bro. What is this? 22 points, 16 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks, bro. Don't go rushing to get Mitch Rob. I swear he probably never shoots 7-8 from like the free throw line the rest of this year. Luckily, like the 18% was going to correct itself eventually, but geez, wow, man. That's a bang. If you streamed him, you might need to go play the lottery, man. It's at $1.5 billion right now. You should probably go play the lottery if you stream Mitch Rob and got that right. You also had like 9 points from Jordan Clarkson. Yeah, deeper league play, if anything else. And the rest of these guys didn't do anything. By the way, if you picked up Tyler Colet, he just forgot how to play basketball. 2 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. He shot 1 of 3 from field. And that is why you don't go chasing, just so you know. He should be deeper leagues only. And you still got to remember that Deuce McBride has to come back. Just letting you guys know. We're going to take a look at the 76ers and see what happened over here. VJ Edgecombe actually stepped up and had a pretty good game on live TV, man. Look at you. The lights weren't bright for this one. I love that. 23 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals on the block, 3 triples, 10 of 18 from the field. I apologize. Great night, man. Getting back on track. Do I think he's going to do that early year production that he was having? Probably not. But he should have some better games coming up. And as the season progresses, rookie point guards usually figure it out. So just exercise some patience. He might have like maybe a top 80 run at some point. It's going to be pretty nice at the right time. Tyrese Maxey. I mean, it's Tyrese Maxey. 30 points, 2 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 steal, 6 triples, 11 to 24 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Thanks, Tyrese Maxey. Good old consistent. Now, I like the fact that he just does this on the regular. Paul George, he started and played in this one. He had 7.6 rebounds, 4 dimes and a steal, and 1 triple. He just shot awful. That's also can happen with Paul George. But he at least gave me the 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal, and at least 1 triple. He's good with filling up the peripherals pretty well. Just a bad night shooting 2 of 10 from the field, and he had 2-2 from the free throw line. Don Barlow still starting in that power forward position. He got 11-4-1 with a block. More deeper league play. He had 5-7 from the field, which you'll take. But if you had to stream him today, I also understand. Andre Drummond, these centers, I don't know what they were on in this game. They were just absolutely insane. He had 14-13 in 3 triples with a block and had crazy good percentages, 57 from the field and 3-3 from the free throw line. It was an awkward day. What is happening today? It's an interesting Friday. Maybe it's the weekend. They were excited. It was just the weekend. Jerry McCain had a pretty solid scoring night, 12 points and 3 rebounds and assists with 1 triple, 4-10 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line, 21 minutes. Still only worth rostering in deeper leagues. And Quentin Grimes, this is interesting. Quentin Grimes only got 5 points, 1 assist, 1 rebound, 1 steal, 1 block, a bunch of ones. Oh, and 1 triple. He shot 4 shots. He made one of them, and he hit both of his free throws. The worst worry part about this, he played 17 minutes, basically around 18 minutes. That's not good. He was not hurt. He was not in foul trouble. He played bad and he got pulled. And I think that's one of the reasons why VJ Edgecombe ended up getting 18 shots is because he played very well. That's something you want to keep an eye on. Do you want to go and run and drop him right now in 12-team leagues? No, I do not think you do that. And they do play tomorrow, by the way. They have a back-to-back. But it's something to keep an eye on. If he starts getting deprioritized as the season goes on, which he shouldn't, I think Quentin Grimes is going to be one of the guys that actually steps up as the season progresses because these guys are going to get worn out. I mean, Maxey's always getting a load of minutes. And, I mean, how healthy is Joel Embiid and Paul George going to be when it comes February, you know? But it's something just to keep an eye on down the line. Besides that, these guys play well, man. You had, by the way, you had 3 points and 3 blocks from Adembona. Just a block specialist. Of course, Andre Drummond is probably going to get more of the time. especially at starting center when Joel Embiid is out. But if you ever need some blocks, don't be afraid to look his way. Good stuff from the Sixers getting back on track. San Antonio Spurs, man, I'm not going to lie. They look kind of scary. They're getting into, like, scary discussions. Still, Atlanta Hawks is on the back-to-back, but, dude, 126 over 98? I'm sorry, 126 to 98 over the Atlanta Hawks? It's like real barbecue chicken, man. Jesus Christ. We'll just check on the Hawks. This is going to be quick. Of course, it's hard to read the box scores like this because they got absolutely toasted. Nikhil Alexander-Walker back in the starting lineup. There's no Trey. Remember, when Trey comes back, he will move back to the bench. Do not drop him because that 32-minute mark, he'll probably get closer to 30. He'll get minutes. He'll get shots. So just don't go dropping him just yet. Not his best night from both the line and from the field. He had 23, 2, and 4 with two triples. 7-18 from the field, 7-9 for the free throw line. This was a good shooting night. Jalen Johnson somewhat survived the line. No triple-double this time, but it was a great line. 17, 11, and 6 with a steal. And one triple. He shot 6-11 from the field, 55%. 54.5% to be exact. I am 4-4 from the free throw line. That's a good game. And he just gave you 7 turnovers. That was the problem with the line. It's an off night. These guys got absolutely cooked, man. They were hounding him pretty much. I mean, you had no Trey, so everything was running through Jalen Johnson. And they said, absolutely not, not tonight. Onyeka Okongwu had 7-8-5 with two steals, one triple, 3-11 from the field. He got Wimby'd, and he got cornetted too. Like, they both cooked him. Zachary Richardson actually did a little bit in this one here. 11.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals and a block, and 3 triples, 4-11 from the field. I personally do not care. He got 30 minutes in a blowout game. Cool. If you want to roster, I'm sure, but like, you remember, he just got 20 minutes in the last game. Honestly, I think he got less than that yesterday. So weigh your options. Dyson Daniels had 11.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 5-14 shooting, 1-2. These guys just got destroyed, man. You had 10 points from Luke Kennard. Like, thanks, brother. But I mean, he got hot. He was the only one on the bench that kind of got cooking. Just a bad game. Bad game from the Hawks. They should be getting back on track very soon, though. And like the same side on the Spurs side of things, there's going to be a lot of like, well, what happened? We do got to talk about Wembanyama, man. What is this? 21 minutes? He got 26, 12, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, and 2 triples in 21 minutes? Oh, dude. That's a little scary that he did all that in 21 minutes. That is absurd production. By the way, he also shot 10 of 15 from the field. He had a bad shooting night from the line, 4-7. But, I mean, you for 21 minutes, bro, there's no reason to complain. That's crazy. Luke Kennard's still starting. He only got 17 minutes in this one, which means they had to play small somewhere at some time in the game. He had 8 and 9.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
It's a steal in a block, and he's a good deeper league center still. 3 or 5 from the field, 2 or 3 from the free throw line. You can still trust him in those deeper leagues, or if you need to stream some big man stats. You also had Devin Vassell, who had a good game. He had 18.7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 4 triples, 7 of 15 from the field. I'll take it. I still think you should try and get rid of him before Wimby goes full 35-minute workload and he's getting all the shots in the starting lineup, because somebody's going to have to miss out. De'Aaron Fox is in a little bit of a rut. I think you might be able to have a little bit of a buy low here, because he's getting the assists in the peripherals, but dude, he's shooting like crap over the last two games. 8 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, 4-11 from the field. He should be able to get it together. He didn't need to play much, though. He only played 21 minutes, but like, we know that De'Aaron Fox is better than this. Stephon Castle had 17 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists. I like how these guys are both getting good assist numbers. Hopefully get stay long-term like that. He also attacked on a block and a triple go along with that, and he shot 7 of 10 from the field. And he did not have a, like, putrid night from the free throw line. He actually shot 2 of 3. That's pretty good for him. I'll take that. Off the bench, you had 13 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals with a triple from Keldon Johnson, who just hit his high field goal game that he usually does randomly. He still only should be rostered really in deeper leagues, or if you just needed to string him for it today. Good stuff from the San Antonio Spurs. They look kind of good, man. Like, really good. So I'm excited to see how this playoff run goes for them this year. Guys, just real quick, if you are watching on the Fantasy NBA Today feed with the legend Stock and Brew, and you love what you see over here on the Box Score Breakdown, usually we go live on Twitter and YouTube. Didn't go live today. That's okay. We're still here. I'm still bringing you the action. I got you guys. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe, and check us out Monday through Friday with all the action right after the games on the hottest pickups, what's happening, what's trending. And we hope to see you there, because I absolutely love having you guys around. It's been a great time. All right, let's go ahead and finish the last two games of the day. The Cleveland Cavs, bro, this is a real, they're slumping hard. To be fair, there was no Donovan Mitchell here, but they can't get it going. They like suck now. I don't know what happens. I feel bad. I'm from Ohio, so I'm like, oh my God. You guys are like crap, man. I can't rep you guys. What's happening? I'm not a fan of them. I'm just all my friends, you know, I feel bad for them. Cleveland Cavaliers lose to the Chicago Bulls. They beat them two in a row. Wow. Chicago Bulls win 136-125 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like I said, there was no damage in this game. So you had Darius Garland stepping up, and it's good to see that he has this still. Thank the Lord. 35 points, 2 rebounds, 8 dimes, 1 steal, 6 triples, 13-27 from the field. He shot 48%. High volume, but I'll take it. 3-3 from the free throw line. Welcome back, man. Good to see you're alive and well. So it's good that he can do that, and he can still take over a game. We just want to see him kind of stay in the lineup and be a little more consistent. Talk about having a good game. Jared Allen. Okay, buddy. This is good. 14-12. Nice double-double with 5 assists, 2 steals on a block, 6-9 shooting, 2-2 from the field. Yay. Back on track. I just hate that, you know, he's kind of getting deprioritized. He'll get sat. They'll use other players around him. And his role is just kind of not as secure as it used to be. I don't think that's necessarily an ode to him as a player. I just think that's how the rotations are now. And it sucks as far as fantasy goes. But it's good to see him have a good contest. And hopefully he can go on a run while Evan Mobley is out. Jalen Tyson still remains in the starting lineup, although he only played 25 minutes in this one. Not his best game. 9 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. 4 of 10 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. He's still in the starting lineup. I think he'd still be started or still be held in 12 team leagues or deeper. This wasn't his best game. Dean Wade was in the starting lineup again. He had 2 points, 5 rebounds, 1 of 4 shooting. Yeah, I'm cool on that. I'll pass. Tyrese Proctor moved in place of Donovan Mitchell. He had 16, 6, and 3 with a steal and 3 triples. 6 of 15 from the field, 1 and 2 from the free throw line. Don was only out because of illness. I don't think it's someone you want to run and grab. If you stream it for a day, that's pretty solid. I'd take that. I wouldn't complain about that. That's pretty cool. It's kind of a pseudo Donovan Mitchell light line, like a diet Donovan Mitchell line. Yeah, it's a good way to look at it. So you could take that, and you can most likely move on for him as they play again on Monday. And hopefully Donovan Mitchell is healthy. On the bench, Naquan Tomlinson stepped up. He had 15 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists on a steal, 2 triples to go along with it, 6 of 14 from the field. He had 42%, about 43%, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He's just deeper league at best. I wouldn't necessarily worry about it in 12-team leagues. You guys look at Thomas Bryant. He's kind of like a pseudo string for deeper leagues in place of Evan Mobley as they try to fill that big man role. 11, 4, and 2 with a steal, 1 triple, 4, 6 from the field, 2, 2 from the free throw line. And if you ever need some dimes, you can always look towards Lonzo Ball, man. He can still pass the ball. 8 points, 3 rebounds, 8 dimes, 2 steals. Those steals, too, man. He's racked up a bunch of steals over the last couple of weeks with 1 triple. And he has a shot good. 3 of 4 from the field. Wow. Hey, buddy. I like that. And 1 of 2 from the free throw line. We'll go ahead and take a look at the Chicago Bulls. They're starting to figure it out, man. His team's starting to figure it out. Vooch, man. Okay, here he goes. He's starting to get on one of his little heaters. He was absolutely, to be fair, he was a bit of a buy low. He was kind of in the drain. Will it be this all the time? No, absolutely not. Like, this is a huge line. And like, when are you getting 2 blocks and a steal out of Nikola Vucevic on the normal? Let's be real. 24 points, 15 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 2 triples, 11 to 20 from the field. No free throws from him. Huge game. You take it and you run. Speak about having a big game. I'd love to see this from Matas Bezelis. He's been like in a weird spot. And it's kind of like, bro, like, you got it. I think he does have it. And I think he's going to click more towards the end of the season. You just love to see a little bit more consistency. And he's got to figure it out. You know, that's part of the growth. He's in a sophomore year. He's going to figure it out. 25 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Woof. Yeah, like that. No turnovers. Woof, that's even better. 2 triples, 9 of 15 from the field, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. That's a bad free throw night, though. That kind of hurts. But, dude, better game. Let's keep it rolling, Matas. We believe in you. Kobe White, just, I don't know, man. Just when you think he has it, you do like the counting stats here. He had 13, 6, and 9. He just shot back. 5 of 13 from the field, 1 triple. At least he hit his free throws, though. I want to see that free throw percent go up, especially a guy. Right now, he's averaging like 81-ish. Dude, he should be like 88. He is that good of a free throw shooter. So if you still, like, to be honest, you might have a chance to buy low still. He had that good game, but then this happened, and then maybe the manager's like, oh, he still sucks. Like, what do I do here? I'll take him off your hands. You know, I'll take him. So hopefully, if you get a chance to still buy low, you might be able to. If not, like, it might be cooked. You know, maybe they still want him. Josh Giddey had 17, 6, and 7 with the steal, 3 triples, 7 of 15 from the field. Good game from him. No triple-double, but hey, man, we can't expect that every game. He's not Nikola Jokic. If he was Nikola Jokic, he'd be drafted in the first round. You had a good game from Kevin Huerter. I like this for him in 20 minutes. He can produce. I like what he does in his time on the court. 14 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 dribbles, 6-12 from the field. Cool. Thanks, buddy. I think he's someone you can stream in 12-team leagues. I don't think you need to roster him. But hey, man, if he's hooping like that, I'll take that. I would assume in return, he had 8 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists and a steal, 2 triples, 3 of 7 from the field. I don't think you need to roster him. Although, to be fair, he was like top 100 for a good amount of time. He might take some time to ramp up back to his usual minutes load. So just be a little patient. But if something does come by better, don't be afraid to move off of him. Trey Jones doing what he does. 16 points, 1 rebound, 6 dimes, 2 steals, 2 triples, great percentages. Hey, I think he's still doing enough to be on 12-team leagues. And it's limited 22 minutes on the court, especially if you're in need of assists and steals. Good percentages, by the way. 5 of 7 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Thank you. Chicago Bulls getting back on track. What can you say? And honestly, dude, like, the Cavs got to do something soon. Very soon. Last game of the day. Oh, this is an absolute banger to watch. I got a chance to watch this one. The Minnesota Timberwolves take down the, we thought they were robots, man, like non-human aliens destroying everybody that's in the NBA. But they lost 112-107. Minnesota beats OKC Thunder. We'll go ahead and check on the Thunder first. Why we like never do this? Check on the Thunder first. What's going on? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, just, he said his whole life is consistent, and he might actually be right. 35, 5 and 7, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 3 triples, 12 of 26 from the field, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Just, I don't even know what else to say. Alex Caruso got a random 12 rebounds and 2 blocks. Well, 2 blocks is not necessarily random, but 12 boards, bro? Okay. 7 points, 12 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks, 1 triple. He shot bad, 2 of 7 from the field, but he did hit both of his free throws, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. We're going to kind of talk about all these guys that are on the bench. And you can kind of see about the minutes. We'll talk about the minutes after that. Okay, so Wallace had 2 points, 2 rebounds, 3 steals, doing what he does. He just missed all 3 of his shots, but he hit both of his free throws. AJ Mitchell had 14 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 of 10 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. AJ Mitchell and Alex Caruso played 23 minutes. Casey Wallace got 27. These guys are all on the bench. the Marinators started lineup and they were doing all this crazy stuff. The team's healthy, and this is going to happen eventually. Here's the thing. For value, if you want someone that's probably going to have all-around value, it's probably going to be Adrian Mitchell. He does the most out of all of them as far as the scoring, the assisting. He can do some defensive stats, all that stuff. More well-rounded player. Does that mean he's a 12-team must? Absolutely not. Not in this type of role. Absolutely not. If you want him as your back-end player, cool. But you don't need to roster him. Casey Wallace, you don't need to roster him. He's a steal specialist. I actually mentioned that a couple of times. And now you see the epitome of being a steal specialist. He got 2 points and 3 steals and nothing else. Alex Caruso, we'd love to have Alex Caruso starting because he'd be absolutely insane. If he got like 27 minutes, oh yeah, 12 teams, easy. But it's hard to roster him if he's only getting like that. And they kind of like bubble wrap him because they want to save him for the playoffs. So you don't need to roster these guys. Isaiah Joe, too. Like, you don't need to roster him in 12-team leagues. 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block, 2 triples, 2 of 5 in the field. He's a 3-point streamer. If you need 3-pointers, cool. But, like, he played 12 minutes, 13 minutes. He might get a couple more. But all these guys are, like, cannibalizing each other. The team's just too good, to be fair. Like, it's good problems. But it's not good to necessarily rely on this one for fantasy. Lou Dort, still in the starting lineup. He shot better, at least. Kind of. 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 3 triples, 3 12 from the field, 2 2 from the free throw line. You don't need to roster him either because he just doesn't do enough all around. He's just a good defensive player in real life. Isaiah Hartenstein returned it. Bro, I'm not going to lie. This is a bad line. He gave you 10 boards, but he gave you a point. Give you one. There's an uno point with 1 block. He missed both of his shots and he shot 1 of 2 from the free throw line. That's a putrid game, bro. Like, that's like, you could probably have got more out of Steven Adams, to be real with you. This is a bad game. Chalk it up. Hopefully, he'll get back on track on the next one. He had a bad matchup. I mean, it was Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert was, you know, he's decent enough to handle someone like Isaiah Hartenstein. You have 14, 5, and 2 blocks out of Chet Holmgren. 4-9 from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line. The percentages are pretty solid, but he's also just like, I think people thought he was going to jump back into the top 25. Yeah, he's probably going to be like a third rounder, high end third rounder, close to the first fourth round when it's all said and done. Jalen Williams shot a lot, didn't necessarily make a lot, but he had 17 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals on the block, 2 triples. He's doing a little bit of everything like he does, which is good. I like the full line. He just shot 6-16 from the field, which sucks, and 3-4 from the free throw line. It was a good game, man. They played their heart out. I know like a lot of people don't like watching the OKC because they're like, man, these guys foul a lot, and they do. They foul more than people think they do. But this team is tough, man. And they're going to be absolutely going crazy when it's time for the playoffs. Speaking about the Minnesota Timberwolves, Ant-Man was back. Good old Ant-Man. And they got the dub. They needed him right when they needed him. He took the clutch 3, put them over the limit, giving them a 1-point lead super late in the game. And they were able to close it out. Ant-Man, man, good game from him. 26 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 3 triples, 9 of 20 from the field. He shot 45% and 5 or 6 from the free throw line. Banger game. Welcome back, brother. Good to see you. He's going to be rolling. He played 40 minutes. He's back at it. The injury management, a little worrisome, but it's also good to see that he straight out the gate played 40 minutes, and they won because of it. So hopefully that will not be that much of a factor in the future, the foot problem that he has. Julius Randle had 19-8-5, no defense stats, 1 triple. Wow, a putrid 3 of 15 from the field. That's OKC for you. And he had 12 of 16 from the free throw line, 75% on that high volume. Dude, that actually hurts. This is not a good game. This is like classic Julius Randle where he gets overvalued because he gets a lot of points, rebounds, and assists. He's coming back down to earth. It was going to happen eventually. I hope you sold high when you got the chance. Speaking of people you might have wanted to sold high on, Jaden McDaniels. Although he usually gets a defensive stat, what makes his lines better, this is not his best game. 13 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 triple, 4-13 from the field, 4-4 for the free throw line. He usually shoots better than this. Don't worry. OKC just literally nerfs everyone they play. Speaking of nerfing someone, Rudy Gobert shot 42% from both Jesus. 42% from both the field goal and the free throw. See what I mean? 9 points, 14 rebounds, 1 assist. The only person that really kind of survived these lines was Ant. And Bones, who had a good line in 15 minutes, he had 13 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals and a block, 4 triples, 4-7 from the field. All of his shots were triples, and 1-2 from the free throw line. he only got 15 minutes. Do I think you need to go run out and grab him? No, I don't think you need to go run out and grab him in 12-team leagues. If you want to stream him, sure. Deeper leagues, yes, he should be rostered. But 15 minutes is just not enough. He got hot. He's a good microwave guy, but you can't expect him to get hot like that or shoot that good every game. Dante DiVincenzo had 14, 4, and 1 assist with 4 triples. He just had terrible percentages, 5 or 12 from the field, 41% is not the best. But 1 of 3 from the free throw line, ouch, brother. Why me? Why? Lastly, we'll look at Nas, who actually had a pretty good line. He didn't have best free throw night, but this is good. I mean, 15.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Yeah, sign me up. No triples, but dude, 5 defensive stats, I'll take that any day. And he shot 50% from the field, I'll take that. He just had 71% from the free throw line. 5 or 7 is not what you want. These guys are going to look to get back on track. I still do think they need a point guard, like a point guard. But it's good. Bones is starting to feel good. Good to see him get time. And he'll do until they decide to make moves, if they decide to make moves. Guys, that is it for me from this lovely Friday night. I hope you guys had a good time and that you are continuing to win your matchups. We will be back. I think you got us on Monday. And you only have us Friday next week. So Monday you'll get Williams Bill, the homie Bill, and then you'll get me on Friday after Christmas. So I won't see you guys for a little bit. I hope you enjoy the holidays. If you're not celebrating Christmas, I hope that you enjoy at least the basketball on the 25th, because it's some great basketball. It's some great matchups. Keep winning your matchups. Good luck for the rest of the week, and good luck for most of next week too, since I'll see you guys next Friday. And thank you for watching another episode of Box Score Breakdown, brought to you by FanDuel. I will see you guys soon. Cheers.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.